Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, there was no baseball game last night because of the storms, and so the Cardinals and the Royals will have a doubleheader today. In fact, kicking off in just a couple of hours. And to talk a little Cardinals baseball and sports in general with us is Matt Pauly, host of KMOX's Sports Open Line and the Redbird Rush Hour. You also hear him on the Cardinals pre- and post-game. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. You weren't affected by the storms last night, right? You and your home all good?
Yeah, we're all right. We're in Chesterfield where there was, I think, something did touch down.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. We all know that. I left to get to the ballpark as it was happening. So I was driving through it, which was a little disheartening in the moment. I was listening to KMOX, mm-hmm. listening to Michael Calhoun and Dave Murray talk through where it was going to go. And yeah, it was not the smartest decision I've ever made to get in my car and drive at that moment, but I had worked.
Well, Matt, that means literally the two hardest, most torrential downpours that we've had this year. You were on the highway each time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, pretty
well,
much.
I looked like it came to a standstill.
Well, I almost drove into the May 16th tornado.
He did. He actually had to, not joking, Matt, he had to turn in the opposite direction. He drove south. He turned around.
He was coming off the highway, getting off onto Kings Highway, and it was directly over the park. And I went, nope. And I turned left instead of going to my neighborhood. And
that's
I got
smart.
Caught up in the, there was debris hitting my car. I had to go into an alley, which was probably also not safe.
Well,
but we're all here.
We're all
safe.
Here to talk about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We all
there
have stories. Hey,
do as we say, not as we do.
Matt, doubleheader today. I know that the Cardinals have played about a million doubleheaders at this point. What sort of effect does it have on a team to have this many doubleheaders just through a couple of months of the season?
Yeah, I don't think the impact is like that. I don't think the team right now is being impacted by the last doubleheader, but I do think in the moment it impacts you, especially now. They're going to now start a stretch of playing 12 games in 11 days. And, when you've got 11, we've been talking so much about the 13 straight days. Well, now it's going to be 11 straight days, but you're starting the 11 straight days with a doubleheader. And even adding a pitcher for the doubleheader, that's really tough. That's really challenging. So you have to manage pitching. And sometimes you, as a manager, you don't want to, I always say, don't lose tomorrow's game trying to win today's game when, today's game isn't really winnable. But at the same time,
I totally followed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I follow you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, but at the same time, you don't want to lose like the next three games as a result of trying to win that day. So you're managing a lot of different things when it comes to the decision making. And we talked about it a lot when it came to the decision to leave Pallante in the other day to face off against Bobby Witt Jr. You have to manage these moments of the schedule, and it becomes that much more challenging when now this 12-day or 11-day span, whatever it is, gets started with a doubleheader.
My guess is that you dealt with during post-game on Tuesday, you probably dealt with a lot of why did they leave him in? And I am in complete agreement with you. And in fact, we talked about this on Gas House Gang yesterday. I do not fault him whatsoever, not even a little bit, for allowing that to happen, because you're starting a 13-day stretch of games where you have to play every day. So you have to be mindful of your bullpen. You can't blow out your bullpen. And there's one day off from now till the beginning of next month. That's a lot of baseball these guys have to play. So you have to manage a bullpen. And I had no problem whatsoever with the way he handled Tuesday. Zero.
I sent a tweet out about this at 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday because I was still fired up about
it.
I should have gone to bed,
man.
But I sent a tweet out.
Bro.
When you go, like, in that moment, when you go batter by batter, it becomes a lot more challenging to figure out when you would even make that move, because Caglione was the first. I'll go real quickly here. Caglione was the first out. That was 13 in a row at that point.
That guy sucks.
Lofton comes up, hits a home run. Pallante missed his location. Like, those things happen. It's baseball. Next hitter, Waters, his single left the bat at less than 89 miles per hour, had a hit probability of 28%. Still no reason that should have been an out. It should have been an out. It ended up being a hit because baseball. Then the next hitter, Isbell, he does hit the ball hard, but even his hit only had a 43% hit probability. At that point, Pallante should have been out of the inning. Instead, there's only one out. Then India does come up. He gets the legit hard hit single, but there was no time to get the bullpen up. There's not a moment to actually be worried in that inning until the India single, and then Witt is the next batter after that. So people who are complaining about this, go look at what happened in the actual inning. There wasn't time to have somebody up and ready.
And so this also takes me to a larger issue with the Cardinals that I've raised before over the last couple of weeks, and that is about, as a pitching staff, their strikeout numbers not very high. In fact, they're bottom five, and they're bottom five with teams like the White Sox and Colorado and really bad baseball teams. Now, it's worked for them to this point because the defense is good. However, you can't say, and I'm not saying you, but I'm saying you can't say, well, put the ball in play as an offense, because anything can happen when you put the ball in play. Good things happen for your offense when you do that. And then also say, it's okay if the ball gets put in play with our pitching staff because we have a good defense. That is, those two ideas are in conflict. If putting the ball in play is good for your offense, it's bad for your pitching staff. I don't care how good your defense is.
One of the most interesting things that Ollie said to you guys on Tuesday was talking about how they acknowledge the fact that they don't have a lot of strikeouts. So they, as a staff, had tried to figure out, well, how do we manage a staff that doesn't have a lot of strikeouts? And basically, it's pinpoint control. And it was really interesting hearing him talk about that, because he would love to have more swing and miss, because that's how you win in baseball. You don't have that, so you have to make do with what you have.
And he can't make that happen. Just to be clear, he can't make pitchers, he can't turn them into strikeout pitchers.
So what they've tried to do is make that just, you know, find a way to utilize pitch to contact guys where they can do a few things in an elite manner, control being one of those things. And for the most part, it has worked this year. But sometimes the bad luck monster is just going to get you. And that happens when you pitch to contact, where all of a sudden a bunch of stuff starts to find its way through. So I give the Cardinals a lot of credit for having the success that they've had without the strikeout. But you're going to have days like you did in that first game of the Kansas City series.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this question at both of you. And Derek Gould had a long piece in the Post-Dispatch about batting average on balls in play and how the Cardinals are living by it and dying by it, and how that play came into effect. That played a big role on Tuesday, and how that's where they're struggling right now? What are your thoughts on that in layman's terms?
I mean, that's where the luck of the draw comes in, because if you think about that inning the other day, there were two ground balls that were just out of the reach of Mason Wynn. The final hit, the Bobby Witt hit he dove on, and then on one of the other ones he dove on it as well. And, I mean, we're talking centimeters. If Wynn would have been set up one step further to the right or to the left, depending on what it was, then each of those are outs. And I'm not saying that he was set up in the wrong spot, because the Cardinals are very good at defensive positioning. It just so happened, even if it was the correct positioning in that single instance, that shows you how the margin of error is so small, where that is basically a 1-2-3 inning on two separate things. Mason Wynn, not 1-2-3 because there's a home run, but you get what I'm saying. Mason Wynn was inches away from making two plays.
Well,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that's like goes to what you were just talking about with Ranj with swing and miss. After the game, Ali Marmol said, quote, feels like that's one of the most, I don't want to say the first time, but probably the most obvious time where swing and miss came back to bite us. A lot of balls in play and they all found holes.
Yeah, he said it.
Miles Michaelis will start in the first game today. It is a 12:45 first pitch. We've got the pregame show with Tom Ackerman at 11:50. So Michaelis, what you've seen from him, we're talking about lack of swing and miss. Pretty much that's an up and down the pitching staff sort of problem.
Outside of Gray. I mean, Gray's at 9+ per nine.
Yeah. But for the most part, that's what it is. As you've seen him throw, how do you feel about his 2025?
He's been really good. He's only had one or two starts that have been not great. He had that one against Boston, obviously. And then his last time out against Baltimore, he wasn't very good, giving up 4 runs on 9 hits. Even with those, he still has a sub-4 ERA. If he can be that guy that he's been in almost every game except the Boston game and the Baltimore game, he's the third best pitcher on the staff. You look at Gray and then Liberatore, and then the next guy is Michaelis. And for somebody, I mean, our narrative coming out of that Boston game was, okay, how much leash does Michaelis still have? How many starts can he have like this before the team just completely moves on from him? So he is, you know, after having a 5+ ERA over the last 2 seasons, he has changed what he's done a little bit this year. He's not throwing as many strikes, and all the credit in the world goes to Miles Michaelis for what he has been able to do this season.
All right, dude. We will be listening in for the pre. I know you're not on the pregame for the first game. That's Ackerman, but you will have the second game today. You got postgame for the first game?
I do. So it's a long day today.
It is a long
day
for you.
It's a good day.
You'll be all right.
Day. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt Pauly.
Thank you.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.